top of the hour. The firefight continues in the hills above Vacaville tonight.
There are current evacuations in place for the Mixed Canyon Road and Sky Ranch Lane.
Voluntary evacuation still in place at this hour, as you heard, for residents living in the area of Mixed Canyon Road and Sky Ranch Lane. But firefighters tell us they've slowed the progress of the 150-acre fire that's been burning since early this afternoon. 300 firefighters are battling what's being called the Sky Ranch Fire, and that includes helicopters and air tankers.
They had four helicopters working all day, picking up water and dumping it on it. About 2 o'clock, the bombers started coming in. They dropped the fire retardant, and they were there for about until 4 o'clock, knocking the fire down. They knocked it down pretty well.
That's Scott Parrish. He lives about 4 miles from that brush fire. Cal Fire tells us those helicopters and air tankers are going to have to land when the sun sets, so chances are they are grounded at this hour. The good news, though, the winds are relatively light at 12 miles an hour, and the fire remains at 25% contained. A tragic discovery today on Lake Sonoma, dive teams recovering the body of a 14-year-old boy who drowned this weekend. The teen had been missing since Saturday night when he fell off an inner tube while being towed by a jet ski. A cousin managed to swim to shore safely. Neither boy was wearing a life vest.
We now have less ground where Kathy died with holy water.
In San Francisco, a prayer vigil was held today at the very spot where 32-year-old Kate Steinle was shot and killed on Pier 14 last Thursday. The suspect, 45-year-old Francisco Sanchez, is actually 52-year-old Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez. In a jailhouse interview, Lopez Sanchez tells KGO Television he found the murder weapon wrapped in a T-shirt, and as he was handling it, the gun went off 3 times. KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports from that vigil on the San Francisco waterfront.
It is rare that Pier 14 is so quiet, but it was today. Moments of silence broken only by prayer.
It doesn't make sense. Like, a lot of deaths in our lives don't make much sense. I always turn to faith.
Father Cameron Fowler led a small ceremony sprinkling holy water on the ground. This is something that's done for every homicide victim through a special ministry.
You know, all the priests and nuns, we ask them to pray, and we do that respectfully.
Julio Escobar says thoughts are coming in from nearby counties to around the world.
San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee is finally talking publicly about Steinle's death. Lee signed at least one piece of that sanctuary legislation that stopped the city from alerting immigration officials the 7-time convicted felon was being released from jail. But as KGO 810's Brett Burkhardt reports, the mayor also says there needs to be a review of just how that release played out.
In a statement, he calls what happened tragic and senseless and says while it's led to plenty of discussion of San Francisco's sanctuary city policy, the law is there for a reason. Lee says it's meant to protect immigrants who fear the justice system and shouldn't shield any serious or violent offenders. Francisco Sanchez has said that he was aware that authorities in the city would not turn him over to immigration officials.
In international news, a deadline for a nuclear agreement with Iran is looming large, but the deal, we're told, is fraught with serious issues that have yet to be resolved. Senior international correspondent Frederick Pleitkins reports from Tehran.
I did manage to speak to this country's deputy foreign minister today, and he says that he believes that so far the talks that have been going on between the U.S. and Iran are unprecedented.
The clock is ticking on the Confederate flag flying outside the South Carolina State House. State senators are set for a final vote about 12 hours from now that will remove that flag once and for all. This is State Senator Vincent Shaheen.
It is not about the history. It is not about heritage. It is not about hate. It's about how to heal wounds that stretch back many, many years. And most importantly, it is about the present and the future.
Again, that is State Senator Vincent Shaheen. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
It is 9:05 on KGO. That means it's time to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. I want to start in Benicia again. This is where the worst slowdowns in the entire Bay Area are. This look at traffic's brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking, and it's all construction. 680 southbound, they've got the left lane out until 4 o'clock in the morning, so you're barely moving still between Parrish Road and Lake Herman. Livermore, westbound 580 construction in Pleasanton still has you stop and go between Fallon Road and Hacienda. And something, a heads up for you, this is an off-road. Altamont Pass Road at Grant Line, watch out for a cow, please, that managed to get through the fence there and was reported just a moment ago to be in the road and creating some minor slowdowns. In the city, a fender bender to watch out for in Lane 2 on northbound 101 at Octavia. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of 10 cities with new service this summer. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Oakland A's have the night off, and the Giants are embroiled in a pitching duel down at AT&T Park with the New York Mets. It is now in the top of the ninth inning, no score. Much better news, though. Madison Bumgarner, Brandon Crawford, and Joe Panik joined Buster Posey on the National League All-Star team representing those world champion San Francisco Giants. It just never gets old, does it? And the Oakland A's send pitcher Sonny Gray and catcher Stephen Vogt. They will be on the American League All-Star team. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, it was probably cooler than normal today, and that was thanks in part to the marine layer and then an afternoon breeze. And tomorrow will be much like today, highs topping out in the low 60s to low 80s. Wednesday and Thursday, we could see some changes. There's a slight chance of thunderstorms in the Bay Area, the best chance on Thursday. It'll be a few degrees cooler before we circle back on Friday and then warm it up for your weekend. Highs will be in the low 60s to mid 80s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got clear skies and nothing but 60s. 69 degrees in Fairfield, 65 in Napa. 66 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 65 in San Mateo, 69 in San Jose, and 64 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Time to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I heard you were promoting Shark Week. What's that all about?
It's a whole week dedicated to honoring the shark.
It's difficult to fill a whole week with shark-related programming.
You gotta get the shark audience.
Shark Week.
Shark attack, shark attack.
I got really into the Discovery Channel, specifically Shark Week.
We're not only gonna have to close the beach, we're gonna have to hire somebody to kill the shark.
You don't have to swim faster than the shark.
Before eating, swimmers' jaws ask if they contain any gluten.
When a shark is on the loose, fighting back is just
the these
news.
Are the surf
the shark has
I love this song.
Big shark. Yeah.
So I think we got through the fourth. I didn't hear. I mean, last time I heard, and I, that was the last time I listened to the news, probably Friday, there were 10 bitings, shark
that
attacks in the Carolinas.
What? Sounds exactly like somebody I would have seen Saturday at Burger Boogaloo. The mummies, the gories. Oh, it was really fun. Very fun.
But anyway. Speaking of shark attacks, a woman was at a Miami Marlins baseball game a few years ago, and their shark mascot pretended to bite her head.
But the injury was not pretend,
you know,
or is
this,
it?
You know where this is going. This has to be the dumbest shark attack injury ever. Because, yeah, it wasn't like she was in the ocean or anything. It was a big neon blue shark costume. All right. So he put it over her head. Oops. And immediately I felt this horrible, serious pain in my neck. At least she did. And she still hasn't recovered. She just sued the team for negligence and battery. So I guess you got to behave yourself if you're a mascot.
The poor mascot. I call BS. There's no way that hurt you. It's like basically having a stuffed animal on your head.
Well, if you jerked your head or something, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe she was an old lady.
Yes. Her wallet feels better. All right. This is different. Have you been told if your life is filled with anxiety or depression that you should be meditating? How often do we hear that? Oh, well, you should don't take a pill. Calm down. To calm down. Yeah, you just need to meditate.
Help you focus, concentrate.
New report shows meditation could trigger depression and anxiety.
What?
This is due to people accessing new and overwhelming areas of their mind. People with mental illnesses are most at risk. So here's the story. Meditation has long been said to do wonders for the brain and stress relief. But these new reports have challenged this entire idea and suggest that the practice could, in some cases, actually be causing harm. So clinical cognitive and behavioral psychologist and meditation expert, Dr. Paula Watkins is her name, suggests that during meditation, people begin they can actually be taken too far into the dark, deep recesses of their minds and their brains and become overwhelmed with feelings of depression and anxiety. Now, some of these effects are incredibly, mild, but meditation is becoming increasingly popular, and people are finally taking a break from their very busy lives. Yes, that's a good idea. And if there is any psychological issues, suppressed emotions or things like that, or a history of PTSD or a history of trauma, all that stuff can come back. And so,
that's probably good, though.
Right.
You have a release.
Well, but here's what they're saying. It is suggested that if someone is experiencing any manic symptoms, they should not meditate or go to meditation retreats without getting the help of someone who's qualified to help them. People who experience psychosis or schizophrenia are the biggest concerns to the experts, as hallucinations and delusions can be worsened, as they are mental events. Meditation is a mental event. So
don't try this at home, kids.
I guess. It's a new way to look at things. I mean, you would need to go to a doctor and find out whether this is a good idea for you or not. So if you're suffering from any of those suppressed emotions or history of trauma.
But you wouldn't know because they're suppressed. Sorry.
Ask
sounds a lot of goofiness.
Ask your doctor. Ask the doctor.
As they say,
ask your doctor
if meditation is right for you.
Ask the doctor. Somebody should have asked the doctor about what was going to happen at the box office. Didn't turn out well for Magic Mike XXL or Terminator Genesis, which they thought was going to be a runaway number one. And
you'd think it'd be explosive.
No. Neither one of these movies dethroned Jurassic World or Inside Out.
Oh, wow.
Terminator was 3, Magic Mike XXL, by the way, 98% females, was the
audience. Yeah, it's kind of a chick flick.
Right, for sure.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah. And
I was listening to the soundtrack, though. It sounds like there's a lot of slow grinds.
Ted 2 came in 5th. Which is so funny, when Morgan Freeman talked about it, whatever. Was it on the Today Show or whatever? But
yeah.
It was a great conversation. He says, well, tell me about Ted. Tell me about
Ted
2.
Why did you do Ted 2?
From the money. Let's just face it. I did it for the paycheck.
Come on. I didn't do it because I wanted to stretch myself as an artist.
That's Shawshank Redemption. Okay. Are you in on group texting?
Ugh.
A lot of companies
insist. I think
I've blocked
people from that.
Yeah.
Oh, companies do?
Well,
that you can share information?
Or you can do it with a bunch of friends, a group. For instance, with our organization, in our little world, we have 4 or 5 people, so we could start getting into that, but we're not going to.
Right.
Yes, because
those are the rules.
Those are the rules. Yes.
I mean, just for the first time today, I texted you and Lobo at the same time.
Right.
Instead of doing
we're pretty good with this.
Whatever.
Yeah, we're pretty good with it.
Anyway.
The first thing she accused me of hijacking Threads when it came to the email. Don't hijack Threads.
We're talking about text.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
All thing tech.
That's a thing,
all
too.
All things tech.
Don't hijack Threads.
So, number one, with the commandments of group texting.
So, there's commandments to group texting.
Yes.
Not according to us, because we don't like to do it anyway.
So, we don't do it. We don't participate. Last gig I did drove me nuts. Thou shalt not text all night. Oh, please. Who wants to wake up with 60 texts?
But the other thing is, my girlfriends, from high school, are in the Midwest or the East Coast. So when they're doing it, it's a completely different time of day.
Yes, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the person who wrote the article, I have my phone next to my head all the time. So this one time it was like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. And like, you know, I'd been out the night before. My phone is just blowing up. And I'm like, what the hell? And it's these idiots. And I totally got on there. I was like, grr, trying to sleep, you know.
Well, the other thing is this. And we talked about this. My head is so tuned. I don't even need the ringer. The iPhone can be in the other room and I can hear the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's on my nightstand, you're waking me up.
Right, right.
Yeah. All right. So back to commandments of group texting.
So number two is thou shalt not leave a group text without announcing it. Now, I never would have guessed that this was a thing. So yeah, the writer says, about? You know, I see when you leave and it hurts. If you're going to bounce out of my carefully crafted text thread, explain yourself and apologize. And I'm just going, no way, man. That's on you for starting this lameness in the first part. And she goes, do you really want to make people sad just because you're a little inconvenienced? If I'm inconvenienced, I don't care if it makes you sad. And it shouldn't make you sad. You're lame if that makes you sad.
Okay, thou shalt keep thy phone on silent. I think that says without going. You know, I mean, what do you need to say about that?
To not bother other people in the room.
Yes, be a good Samaritan. Yeah. Think of the people around you.
So thou shalt not also judge those with different phones. Some people don't have smartphones. Oh, really? Some people's phones can't group text properly. It's nobody's fault. Don't berate people for responding to one person at a time or being unable to respond at all. Well, then don't be sad if I leave your group grope.
Okay. Thou shalt not rush. If you send too many texts in rapid succession, they're probably going to get confusing to mm-hmm. everyone. It's hard to keep up with everyone. They're not on your time schedule or frame.
Also, thou shalt not lurk. We assume you're judging and we don't need your judgment around here. Again, get over yourself.
Thou shalt mute the conversation, please. Rather than leaving the text thread altogether, just mute if you have the option.
Oh, I can do that?
Yeah. Well, on iPhone, it's called Do Not Disturb.
Oh, and then look at it later, though. But still, it's going to blow up once you... Anyway, number eight is thou shalt not sext. Well, duh. Don't suddenly get into a group thing and go, hey, yeah, everybody, here's my boobs.
Your moobs. That's right. All right. Speaking of moobs, looks like Cosby was looking for boobs. Not boobs, probably, but boobs. Cosby said he got drugs to give women for sex. AP...
Everything went just to court makes me today. Sad these days.
Now, so you've heard the allegations. AP went to court and they
unsealed.
got their hands on a sealed deposition. It's unsealed now. Wait till you hear this. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador of fun, Renee Richardson, and the Nene Project is on. What's a Nene Project? It's the fixer-upper that I call my house. And we couldn't be doing it without the help of Serta Pro Painters, mainly because my contractor husband doesn't like to paint, but he has very high standards. So we called in the pros, Serta Pro, to help us out. Their color specialists helped to mediate. Helped us make the right color decisions, whether I wanted to do it over and over again. They were there for me, true professionals. That's what you get at Serta Pro, service and quality. They're professional, they're quick, and they're going to make sure that you're satisfied. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's Serta with a C, 800-GO-CERTA. They're locally owned and operated. And they remember, like you should, that painting is personal.
Are you afraid to show your feet? Does part of your big toenail look yellow or brownish? Is the nail thick, crumbling, or painful? It could be toenail fungus. Right now, doctors at Center for Clinical Research are conducting a clinical study using an investigational oral medication for people with toenail fungus. If you're between 18 and 70 years old and have at least one big toenail that has fungus, you may be qualified to participate. Please call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069 to see if you may be a candidate. Qualified participants will receive all study-related doctor visits and study medication at no cost, plus compensation for time and travel. No health insurance is required. If part of your big toenail looks yellow or brown, thick, crumbling, or painful, it could be toenail fungus. If interested in the toenail fungus study, please call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live on KGO 810 and around the world at kgoradio.com. You can stream us or you can join us on Facebook at KGO Radio or on Twitter. Join us at Generation Drex, D-R-E-X.
Hey, we were just bitching about texting. Should we give out the text number?
Sure, text away. Just make sure you put Drex in there anywhere, D-R-E-X, and then we get it. Here's the number.
35253.
All right, so Bill Cosby admitted in 2005 that he secured Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to young women he wanted to have sex with, and that he gave the sedative to at least one woman and other people, according to documents obtained today by the Associated Press. Cosby's lawyers insisted that two of the accusers knew they were taking Quaaludes from the comedian, according to the unsealed documents. Nevertheless, attorneys for some of the numerous women suing Cosby seized the testimony as a powerful corroboration of what they've been saying all along, that he drugged and he raped women. So, boy, oh, boy, I don't know how he's been so quiet about this, doesn't want to discuss it. And so there was a deposition. He was under oath. If today's report is true, Mr. Cosby admitted under oath 10 years ago of sedating women for sexual purposes, said Lisa Bloom. She's the attorney for Janice Dickinson, who claimed she was drugged and raped. And then, of course, she has more to say about Janice, but never mind. Celebrity attorney Gloria Allred, who is also representing several women, said that she hopes to use the admission in court cases against the comedian. Okay, so it was a sworn testimony, and it happened, in a lawsuit accusing him of sexual assaulting this woman named Constant at his home in Pennsylvania in 2004, and he obtained 7 Quaalude prescriptions in the 70s. Constant's lawyer asked if he kept the sedatives through the 90s after they were banned, but was frustrated by the objections from Cosby's attorney. So here's what some of the deposition did say. When you got the Quaaludes, was it in your mind that you were going to use these Quaaludes for young women that you wanted to have sex with? Cosby answered, yes. Did you ever give any of these young women the Quaaludes without their knowledge? Cosby's lawyer again objected. Okay. Cosby later said he gave Constant 3 half pills of Benadryl, although in the documents, voices doubt that that was the drug involved. So, you know, this is, I don't know if he can be charged, but I think the statute of limitations is, and we were talking about this, you know, probably has run out in most states with these dozens of women who have come forward. But all you need is one to stick.
That's true. Well, it doesn't even need that at this point. He's so buried.
Yeah, well, for sure, career-wise.
Yeah, one of his accusers spoke out today, Patty Mastin.
Okay. To drug a person and then to violate them like that, that's a sociopath. Mm. He will definitely be known as the most prolific serial rapist in the United States of America.
Pretty profound, huh?
Wow, that's powerful. 808-0810. Now that you've heard it, out of his own mouth, in a deposition, does it change anything in your mind? 808-0810. Because let's face it, a lot of people didn't want to swallow, well, no pun intended, but swallow this pill.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Because he was America's dad forever.
This will sound horrible, but I think most people will get it. I would have preferred that he died. You know, like he would have died and none of these accusations would have come forward. And I don't know. I mean, because I don't know what purpose is served. Like you said, if the statute of limitations is run out, yada, yada, yada. You just want to have your old Bill Cosby back. You just wish you could hang on to Mr. Cosby, the dad, or the Jell-O pudding pop guy or whatever, whatever. And this is just so ruined any memory you have of him.
Is that what you're thinking? Your line of thought, 808-0810 is the number. I'm going to take a break and we'll be back. But this is a big, big story. I mean, especially when it's a deposition and they're his words. You know, there's no walking that back. There's no walking it back. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO810.
Is there anything better than a good night's sleep? Yeah, okay, well, maybe that. Chip Franklin here for My Pillow. Look, I have a bad neck from football, a bad back from running. In fact, the only thing that works right is occasionally my head. So when my in-laws gave my wife a My Pillow for her birthday, I said, I want to borrow that. She never got it back. And now I sleep like a baby. Get a My Pillow at MyPillow.com. It's made in the USA, machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty. And if it's not the best night's sleep you've ever had, you got 60 days to return it for a full refund. Go to MyPillow.com right now and buy one at the regular price, and you won't have to steal one for your wife because the second one is absolutely free. That's right, guys. Go to MyPillow.com, click the 2-for-1 pillow button, put KGO in at checkout, and you'll get this tremendous offer. But it's only for a short time. You got to go now. MyPillow.com, the best night's sleep you've ever had. Call 800-299-6893, 800-299-6893. The discount code is KGO. That's MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Most cars nowadays don't need tune-ups. Mechanics instead use the term service intervals. Sean Sinelli with Rising Sun Automotive, a Diamond Certified company, describes what they're doing.
Instead of a tune-up, we go by guidelines inside the service manual. And on some cars nowadays, they won't even let you service the car unless you talk to the car, and the car will actually tell you what service it needs.
And for more expert advice and high-quality performance, use a Diamond-certified company. Each is scored highest in quality and the most accurate ratings anywhere. You'll never be fooled by fake reviews, since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond-certified companies. Find them at diamondcertified.org.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
Napa know-how!
How to tell if you need a free Napa racing hat. Look in the mirror. If there's not one on your head, you need one. Spend $25 and you'll get a free Napa racing hat. We'll even donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund for every hat given away. Besides, you've got the perfect place to keep that free hat. Your head. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How.
at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/15.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
CSLB number 778-326.
Bill Cosby admitted in 2005 in sealed documents that he got drugs to give women for sex. And AP went to court, and those sealed documents are now unsealed with him admitting that he did do the Quaalude thing with women, at least one in particular. 808-0810. Now that he's saying it, does it change your mind, or what do you think about Bill Cosby now? 808-0810. First, John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, we'll have that story on Bill Cosby for you in just a minute, but first we've got this. A stairway collapse outside Sacramento has claimed the life of a San Francisco man. Authorities have identified him as 26-year-old Chung-Jiang Yuan. The Sacramento Bee is reporting Yuan was visiting a friend in Folsom on Friday when the stairway linking the second and third floors failed, crushing him below. Last year, another stairwell at that same complex failed. No one was injured in that incident, and the bracing was replaced.
And a drink, and a drink, and a drink. And the body begins to tell you,
please, you better slow down.
An apparent admission from Bill Cosby. The actor-comedian has been at the center of allegations he drugged women for decades so he could have sex with them. Well, now the Associated Press has forced the release of court documents from a civil lawsuit against Cosby a decade ago. Here's correspondent John Stolness.
The documents were obtained by the Associated Press and come from a lawsuit filed by a former Temple University employee back in 2005. The AP says Cosby admitted in the deposition that he got Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to young women that he wanted to have sex with. The Associated Press went to court to compel the release of the documents. Cosby's lawyers protested on the grounds it would embarrass the comedian. Cosby testified under oath that he gave the woman who was suing him 3 half pills of Benadryl. That suit was settled out of court in 2006. More than a dozen women have since come forward accusing the 77-year-old Cosby of sexually assaulting them.
Well, the always frugal Governor Jerry Brown could soon be forced to part with millions of dollars. A Sacramento County judge has ruled the governor and the state legislature unlawfully diverted most of a fund for homeowners, $331 million, to another fund for everyday spending. That money was California's cut of the national mortgage settlement. The governor's lawyers argue the state has the discretion to use that money.
Whether in an old jalopy or a brand new Jag, here's a proven fact I don't mean to brag.
Well, it's nothing if not animated, but the fact is if you're going to pay bridge tolls, and you're going to pay bridge tolls if you drive in the Bay Area, but now Fast Track users can pay extra for the use of express lanes on 580. KGO 810 Scott Letiri on the campaign to introduce you to a new Fast Track transponder.
The new express toll lane Fast Track Flex is now available for drivers on the 580 corridor through Dublin, Pleasanton, and Livermore.
Solo drivers can choose to pay a toll using a Fast Track or Fast Track Flex toll tag.
Carpools, vanpools, motorcycles, and clean air vehicles will not be charged. The Flex tags will be mandatory come this fall on the new I-580 express lanes and in coming years in Alameda, Contra Costa, and Solano counties.
And now redefining the workplace.
They want their work and they want their social and home life to be intertwined.
In the ever-changing world of high technology, you can bring your dog to work, so why not add happy hour at your desk? Yep, tech companies, especially Bay Area startups, are now setting up bars in the office. KGO 810's Katie Lever talked to an expert.
These companies are reacting to that demand from the millennials.
Workplace specialist attorney Steve Hirschfield tells KGO.
Companies need to understand that there are risks associated with it and they need to be responsible.
He says they've seen a lot more harassment cases over the last few years. And there's always the problem of drinking and then driving home from work. A new study of over 2,600 employees found nearly a third of workers admitted they'd been under the influence while at work.
Well, there you have it. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:34.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in the city. This look at traffic brought to you by UCSF Dental Center. Still northbound on Central Freeway. Be prepared for some slowdowns if you're heading that way. It's very slow from Harrison Street to Market. And a big heads up for you. Doyle Drive is going to be closed for an extended weekend beginning this Thursday, the 9th, at 10 p.m. through Monday, July 13th at 5 o'clock in the morning. So Caltrans is advising drivers strongly to avoid that closure area and use buses, ferries, or the Bay Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge to Highway 1 is going to remain open, but you're still going to have some massive delays, or expect them anyway, especially during Friday's commute hours. Benicia, 680 southbound, you've still got massive construction slowdowns. They've got the left lane down till 4 o'clock in the morning, and traffic is still barely moving between Parrish Road and Lake Herman. Have a hard time getting to the dentist? UCSF Dental Center now offers evening dental appointments. See your dentist when it's convenient for you after work or school. Call 415-476-1891 or visit UCSFDentalCenter.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's have the night off, and the Giants, well, the Giants now trailing the Mets 3-0 in the top of the ninth. Chris Heston pitched 7 1/3 innings, no runs, 3 hits. Sergio Romo, though, comes in and gives up 2 hits, and it now looks like the ball game is over. Giants lose 3-0. Now your Bay Area weather forecast. Cooler than normal, thanks in part to the marine layer, and then there was an afternoon breeze. And tomorrow will be much like today. Highs topping out in the low 60s to low 80s. Wednesday and Thursday, we could see some changes. There's a slight chance of thunderstorms in the Bay Area, the best chance on Thursday. It'll be a few degrees cooler before we circle back on Friday and then warm it up for your weekend. Highs will be in the low 60s to mid 80s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies and nothing but 60s. 64 degrees in Dublin, 64 in San Mateo, 68 in San Jose, 64 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All righty. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show along with Heather and John Lobertini, and we're talking about Bill Cosby. It's a bad Monday for Bill Cosby, that's for sure. Bill Cosby admitted in 2005 that he secured Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to young women he wanted to have sex with, and that he gave the sedative to at least one woman and then other people, according to documents obtained today by the Associated Press. Now, these were sealed documents going back to 2005, and usually when they're sealed, they're sealed. They're secret. But AP did their thing. They lawyered up, and they got them unsealed. And in his own words, he admits, when you got the Quaaludes, this is the exact question, when you got the Quaaludes, was it in your mind that you were going to use these Quaaludes for young women that you wanted to have sex with? Cosby answered yes. Okay? So, now, all of those dozens of accusations that we've heard over the last, I don't know, 6 months, a year? Good God. It's just been nonstop. It's been ongoing for a long time. Okay, 808-0810. And the question was, now that you know, I mean, because he said it himself in court documents, okay, do you feel any different? Do you feel like, okay, well, I was thinking, why have these women not come forward on all these years? Why is it just happening now? Is there a pile-on effect? What the hell is the situation with Bill Cosby? But now that you know from his mouth to these documents, 808-0810 is the number. All right, let's go to the phone, and we have HB in Oakland. Thank you for calling, HB. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hi. First of all, I'd like to say if you didn't know that he did it, then you're as stupid as you can be, because you can't get that many women, and especially white women, don't tell. Black women, it's a whole different story about us and Latinos. White women don't tell because they know the consequences, so they don't tell. They have stuck together. They have told. They don't even know each other. They're telling the same kind of story. And I believe that his wife knew. I worked at the Playboy Club. The bunnies couldn't stand him. They could not stand him.
The club in Chicago?
Pardon me?
The club in Chicago?
No. In San Francisco.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we had one.
Kearney Street, next door to Melvin Belli.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's some history.
So what was that like?
It was fabulous. I ate everything for free. I didn't drink. I ate.
But, HB, did you hear these stories then?
This is why I'm so shocked that this is just coming out. It has always been stories about him. Always. And I just don't understand why people didn't get it. But you know what? He had his show, and I guess they believed he was the Huxtable.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this never made headlines anywhere until recently.
I know. But you know what? That was because he was so likable, and he had some powerful friends, I guess. I don't get it. But I'm telling you, the bunnies could not stand him. Tina McClure was Bobby Freeman's wife. Remember Bobby Freeman who sang The Swim? His wife was a bunny, Carol Tyler. It was a bunch of famous people working there.
You know, it's really interesting. About a month ago, I had Dave Berg is his name. He was the producer for the Jay Leno Show for 18 years. And we were dishing the dirt behind the scenes, behind the curtain, actually, is the title of his book. And we were dishing dirt, and I said, you know, we tried to get him to tell us some salacious stories. And he says, I only want to mention one celebrity that was very difficult to work with. And he brought up Bill Cosby's name. And he just, you know, didn't like him. And I after the interview was over, I thought, that's really interesting that of all 18 years worth of guests, the guy he called out was Bill Cosby. Didn't say any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Didn't even insinuate it. But
made my skin crawl. I couldn't stand him.
But how was that? Was he all slap and tickle with you guys? Or
No. I wasn't a bunny. I worked in the office. And at first, when I first got my job, I took my mom's job when she left. I couldn't work out on the floor or anything because I wasn't old enough. But he was always chasing the bunnies around. And I mean, they did not like him. They did not like him.
But to what do you attribute that?
I see something different in him, and I guess it's what they see. People see what they want to see, but you have to see what's there. There was something that just made my skin crawl.
Huh, that's really interesting.
Yes, you had the intuition, or the other bunnies knew something creepy was going on.
Yeah, well, I've had my little situation. I've even mentioned it on the air that I was raped when I was 18, and I think it's something that you sense about certain people, not about rape, but just you sense that there is a bad something within them, and you have to be careful. And I felt that about him.
Ooh, okay. I know that thing.
And there's been a tepid response from America on this topic. You know, it never got to a roar stage. Do you think that it should now?
Absolutely.
Well, I think I'm hearing you saying it's been a long time coming. Yeah.
Absolutely. And thank you guys for bringing it up.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, God, thanks for weighing in. That's great information.
Yeah, that's fantastic that you shared it with us. I appreciate it. And Heather?
It's so interesting. There's still a lot of deniers on Twitter tonight. I mean, it's one of the top trending things, obviously.
How can you deny his own words? They're from his deposition.
Not deniers, but defenders like, oh, he's just an old guy. You should just let it go away.
Well, he wasn't. We weren't.
And somebody was saying that when the 2005 thing occurred, maybe it wasn't real, and he just went along with things, and as long as the agreement was going to be sealed documents, then he was really just making a bargain to, like, keep himself and his family out of the limelight because they didn't know anything about it. This is a theory, of course, that someone's floating, and other people are going, what the heck are you talking about?
Yes.
Like, he's a criminal.
Well, in a deposition.
How many women do you need? 100? Would 1,000 women coming forward make this believable to you? Like, what does it take?
Well, when you're in a deposition and you say something, it counts.
Yeah.
Now, it turns out it was sealed. But they went to court, AP did, and got it unsealed. So these are his own words. I don't know how people on social media try to, you know, convolute that or turn it upside down or inside out.
Yeah.
I can't even fathom how you do that.
Just
how could you justify that?
Just denial, I guess.
I don't know. All right. Well, we'll see if all of these statute of limitations are up in all of these states, because with all of these allegations, you got to think, and I've thought for a long time, well, there's smoke, there's got to be fire. But. Well, now I read it. His own words. It's in the deposition.
Did you buy Quaaludes to give to girls to have sex with them? Yes.
Said Cosby.
The end and scene.
All right, time for the good news. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with GEICO.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that GEICO would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the GEICO app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
GEICO. Anywhere, anytime.
From the people who brought you the Baconator, get ready for Wendy's Baconator Fries. Just $1.99. Starring Wendy's natural cut fries topped with freshly cooked Applewood smoked bacon. Audiences can't get enough.
It's like the Baconator, but like on fries.
$1.99. I'm speechless.
$1.99 will never be the same. This summer, Baconator Fries. Get them at a Wendy's near you. For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes, or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-5191 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-5191. That's 888-999-5191.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Now, to lighten things up a little bit, Oh. Yikes. Looks like I'm guilty. Some fashion mistakes that men make. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dress shirts that don't fit. I'm okay there. Running shoes with jeans.
Every day now. Every day.
Well,
oh,
I've got
I
an
outed
excuse.
You.
Yeah.
What
Daddy has tendon issues. Suits that don't fit. Okay. Wearing a backpack in a professional setting.
Hate that.
Yeah. You do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think you get away with it because this is the Bay. It's just like wearing a hoodie.
No, it's different.
It is? It's different. Tell me how it's different.
Get a nice leather man purse. Oh, God, a backpack with a suit, and it scrunches the shoulders and everything. I
hate that.
Well,
I'm about the merce, yes.
I'm so sorry. I mean, I don't care if you have to do BART and blah, blah, blah. You know, get a decent bag, for crying out loud.
Dad jeans.
Dad jeans, yeah.
Yeah, don't wear dad jeans. All right. Mixing patterns. Well, that should be obvious.
That's a touchy one. You have to go see the nice man at Brooks Brothers and help him out with that mixing patterns thing.
Yes.
You know, it can be done.
No, you need to defer to the people who do it professionally.
The paisley pocket square with the plaid
you know,
shirt or striped or whatever.
It can look great or it's a train wreck.
Yeah, exactly.
Other.
Don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. Guys who wear T-shirts with ironic or childish phrases.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess it depends where you're doing that at.
Be careful with that one.
Wearing too many accessories like hats, necklaces, rings, and bracelets.
A little too Johnny Depp, maybe.
Yes, he's a great example. I love that. Yes.
God, I dated a guy that wore the fake tuxedo T-shirt.
Oh,
and I was like, don't you even.
That's called sophomoric. Yes.
My tuxedo T-shirt.
Did you travel over the holiday? Hope you did. Hope you had a great time. Did you think that the trip home felt shorter than the trip there? Because scientists, they say they figured it out. Okay, so here's why. They did this study on this phenomenon, and they came up with three reasons why the trip home always feels shorter than the one there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you're first of all, when you're excited to go somewhere, you're paying more attention. And on the way home, you're kind of, zoning out, all right? So the time you're spending doesn't hit you the same way. And also, on the way somewhere, you're doing mental calculations of when you're going to get there and planning on what that means for the rest of the day. That keeps you extremely focused on the time. On the way home, you probably don't have a bunch of exciting things lined up except going back to work, so you're not doing those calculations.
Right.
And on the way there, the scenery is probably new to you and you pay more attention to it. On the way home, you've already seen it, and so it's not engaging and you just stay zoned out. In other words, you don't really notice time passing when you're on the way home because you're going back to the grind, people. Got to pay the rent. You got to pay the rent. That's pretty much it. Love this story. So, boy, and I could just kick myself. I used to probably have a room full, a library full of vinyl.
Oh, wow.
And about 5 years ago, I thought, I can't stand this anymore. It's moldy. It's musty smelling. And by the way, there were promotional copies all the way back from like the last 30 years.
Good Lord.
Yes. And I got rid of all of them.
And did you have a big sale?
No, I gave most of them away.
Got rid of it.
Yeah,
you
bad
are
idea.
Crazy.
I had all the classic stuff, too.
Yep.
All that classic
you
rock.
Probably had a rare 10-inch remix.
Yeah,
of,
yes.
I don't know.
Radio stations.
Girls on Film.
What you don't know is they would, well, maybe you do if you're a purist. Yes, radio stations would get different copies.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, sometimes, different vinyl, a different grade, a different quality of vinyl.
Wow.
So, anyway, I blew it. But guess what? Guess what the number one vinyl album is? Taylor Swift's 1989.
Are you trying to hurt me?
Which seems surprising until you stop and consider what else it could have been. I mean, what else would it be?
Wait, are you saying of all time?
Right now.
Oh, okay.
Because increasingly, snobby vinyl purists are buying. Hers is top. So it's really smart for these artists to put stuff out on vinyl.
Totally, yeah. All kinds of different things. People are even getting quirky and doing cassettes. Which you gotta love.
I don't know about that.
Because you remember mixtapes. Well,
yeah.
It's cute.
Oh my God, yeah. I just found a mixtape a couple
Shut
weeks
up.
Ago. Yeah.
Aren't they funny?
With the Cars on there and
yeah,
Leonard Skinner
and you don't
want to
play
you know,
it.
David Bowie and
somebody
that.
Made it for
AC/DC
you.
AC/DC.
You made it.
Yeah, you know.
I used to throw a little cassette tape into the, the cassette tape recorder when I was DJing. I was a club DJ for a long time. And then I'd just, you know, walk away with like this awesome mix that I could go running to or whatever.
It's perfect. All right, so now let's get to the good news. It is the women, the 2015 Women's World Cup. USA wins. 5-2.
Say it with us.
Average 2-inch play advantage over Japan.
USA.
Played in short on the ground. Quick shot. Goal! Setting it low again. The flick from Johnstone. Loose. Another goal. The U.S. attacking now with numbers in white. Holiday. Goal. 3-0 U.S. Lloyd with Morgan's drinking. She's chipping the goalkeeper. Off the post and in.
So love this.
Passing inside the box. Turning. Shot. Kick for Miyama, setting it up there. And that's a goal from this angle.
I actually think that was an own goal by Julie Johnston.
Setting it in. Kaiori took a swing, got a piece. Brian pass. Goal! Seconds left from Vancouver. That's it. Game over. The drought is over. The U.S. wins the 2015 Women's World Cup.
It was just amazing to watch, so congratulations to the team. And by the way, three of those goals came from Carly Lloyd. She scored 3 minutes into the game, all right? Then again, 2 minutes later, and her third goal around the 16-minute mark. So she got the hat trick, and here she is. She's with Team USA coach Jill Ellis, and again, Carly Lloyd talking about the win.
Pure elation. I'm just so, so proud of this team and these players, and so happy for them. So happy for every little girl that dreams about this.
Honestly, I'm so proud of this team. This doesn't feel real. It hasn't sunk in. So unbelievably proud of every single person on this team. We just made history, and we're a part of it.
Congratulations. I still feel bad for the poor girl who kicked her own goal back in from England. That's so sad when you see that video.
It is, but I heard a really good piece today, and they say that happens more often than you think.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Because I don't know. Because there's balls just flying everywhere.
Balls are flying everywhere. We want to thank our guest, Shannon Kowalski, the director at the International Women's Health Coalition. Yes, when we were talking about Girls Not Brides USA, that's the name of the campaign, talking about, you know, areas of the world where they're dowries, call it whatever you want, child marriages, where some of these girls are 8, 9, 10 years old and they marry them off. Boy, it's just, it's quite vexing. And then,
but they're finding things that can be done.
Right.
So that's Jessica, the good news.
Jessica Vaughn with the Center for Immigration Studies talked about what everybody's talking about, what happened here at Pier 14. And why was that murderer, the guy who killed, allegedly, was he let go? Yeah. How did that ever happen?
What was he
when
doing
he was in
here?
Custody? Yes, after being deported 5 times. Have a great night. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO A10.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Call Zero Res for the July summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right, $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call Zero Res right now, 877-321-0739, 877-321-0739.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works, guaranteed. To prove it, Ovation is offering free shipping on all July orders. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, stock up now. Select KGO at checkout for a special introductory discount and free July shipping at ovationhair.com.
Imagine a store that lets you get the things you wanted, how you want it. Don't want to use your credit? Don't. Don't have credit? Don't worry. Want to set up a payment plan around your paydates so you're never short on cash? It's up to you. Imagine payments that fit your budget, your schedule, your life. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Flexible payment plan scheduled around your needs. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
There are games, and then there's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The Midsummer Classic. On one diamond, you've got champs, MVPs, and the hungry ones. The guys who think it's their turn. It's the All-Star Game of All-Star Games. The All-Star Game that decides who's playing Game 7 of the World Series at home. Bat speed and power coming at you at every spot in the lineup. Number one starters coming in from the pen. The fastest feet and the best leather in the world. MLB All-Star Game 2015. Cincinnati, July 14th on Fox.
KGO, San Francisco.